This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyi'ati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. All praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and from the evil consequences of our evil actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I testify that there is none worthy of worship and devotion but the Almighty Allah alone. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except as Muslims. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from him he created his wife. From them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and observe the rights of your king. Surely Allah is ever an all-watcher over you, O you who believe. Keep your duty to Allah, fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the divine words of Allah the Almighty, and the best guidance is that of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst things in the religion are the newly invented matters, for all the newly invented matters in religion are heretic and rejected innovation, and every innovation is bid'ah and misguidance. روى أهل السنن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تأتي على الناس سنوات خداعات يكذب فيها الصادق ويصدق فيها الكاذب ويؤتمن فيها الخائن ويخول فيها الأمين وينطق الرويبض. قيل وما الرويبض؟ قال الرجل التافه يتكلم في أمر العام. حديث صحيح.
Anas ibn Malik and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhuma relate from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, deceptive years will come upon people. Years of deception will fall upon people. In those days, the truthful will not be believed, and the liar will be accepted. The honest will not be trusted, and the treacherous and deceptive person will be entrusted. And in those days, Al-Ruwaybirah will speak. And when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, what is Al-Ruwaybirah? Because it's not a common word even in the Arabic language. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the foolish person speaking on public affairs, speaking on matters of public importance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this statement is speaking about the later times. And we live much of their manifestations. What's interesting about the prophetic description is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the years as deceptive. Although the years is just a reference to time, and time is the temporal frame within which things take place. Years are just time, the passing of time. Can the passing of time be described as deceptive or honest? But that's a figure of speech. It means that deception will prevail during these years. These years will be characterized by lying and deception that will become prevalent and dominant. But these qualities of deception or truthfulness, honesty, treacherousness, and trust can only be applied to systems of meaning. We call that the mind. We call that the heart. It's only the people that can be deceptive or can be truthful. So the Prophet ﷺ is referring to the times as deceptive, meaning the people who live in those times.
Meaning the given meanings, collective meanings that are characterized and dominated by deception, by lying, by departure from the truth. And these descriptions accurately describe the times in which we live today. What we call culture is a collective system of meaning. It's a set of beliefs and values. Because our minds are systems for processing information. If you give your mind false information, your intellect will just process it. Your heart will process it. If you give it truth, it will also process it. And then it will produce some outcomes. So when the culture and the way of life that dominates a time is full of falsehood, people will start consuming these false meanings, and then they will live according to them. They will produce them. You can't live in a culture of deception and be part of it and then expect to be truthful. You can't. You can't. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the people who, in the face of all odds, will decide to live upon the truth and for the truth and by the truth. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them that these will be the strange people in society. These will be the weird ones, the odd individuals, the rare individuals. The Prophet ﷺ describes them as al-ghuraba when he said in the statement, "Bada ad-dinu ghariban wa sayaudu ghariban kama bada fatuba lil-ghuraba." The religion of truth started as a stranger. It was a minority. It did not fit in society, because society at that time of Quraysh and all of the earth, people were living in systems of deception, of lying. They worshipped other than Allah. They believed in falsehood. Their understanding of the world was based on false assumptions. So when the Prophet ﷺ came with the truth, and the early Muslims embraced that truth and lived according to it, they seemed to be weird and strange. They didn't fit in society. They were looked down upon. They were ridiculed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ. Indeed, the criminals, the people of disbelief, they used to laugh at the believers. They used to mock them, ridicule them, make fun of them. Because they looked weird. They looked strange. Strange, not necessarily in the way, in their looks, but more in their lifestyle. More about their goals and their purpose in their life, and their manners and their behavior and their character and their pursuits in this life. So the Prophet ﷺ said the religion of truth started as a stranger, and it will return as a stranger. And the Prophet ﷺ said, طُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى, good glad tidings, promise of paradise will be for those strangers towards the end of time who will embrace the truth. But embracing the truth in a society that is dominated by falsehood, in a community that embraces and celebrates untruths and lives according to them, is extremely difficult and challenging. It requires courage. It requires abstinence from a lot of the public platforms of discussion and education. You need to stand out. You need to separate, because your mind, if you feed it untruth, if you feed it falsehood, it will produce falsehood. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, and this is the context in which we need to understand the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, where he said, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. From the perfection of one's religion, a sign that someone's heart is in good shape is that this person will mind their own business, will only be focused on the things that will bring them closer to Allah. And someone who minds their own business in terms of their pleasure and their dunya is not someone whose faith is in good shape. So the Prophet ﷺ was speaking about someone who only concerns himself with the things that will bring him closer to Allah. So they would not open their mind and their system for any piece of information that is spread out there. They're very selective, they're very careful as to what they feed their mind. Just like as people who look after their physical health, they're so concerned about the food that they consume that it must be pure, it must be quality food. It must be nutritious and nourishing to the body. And it shouldn't have contaminants and harmful elements. The same thing applies to our hearts and our minds. So when we live in years of deception, that requires the person to be very careful. Not to engage in any public kind of discussion. Not open the channels that feed into their mind and their heart. Not to make them open to what society shares, to the garbage that is shared on every public platform, no matter how official that is. You can't afford to allow deception to be part of your system, because that would take you away from Allah. It would distract you from the reality of this life. It would tell you things about this life that are not true. And then when you act upon falsehood, your actions will be wasted. No matter how proud or convinced you are of what you believe. Many people are convinced of falsehood. Many people have adopted and embraced notions that will bring destruction upon them. that will take them away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah mentioned that in the Quran. Allah says, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. Shall we not tell you about the worst losers? Those who will lose the most. Those who loss will be the greatest. Those are the ones who do, who act and produce actions and conduct, thinking, believing that their actions are superior, that their lifestyle is the best, that they are the best example, the best model of humanity, when in reality, their actions will go to waste. Because they were based on falsehood. And they were done for falsehood. So the Prophet ﷺ, when he shared this hadith about the years that are to come upon people, are years of deception, meaning that the world will be dominated by false ideologies. By an understanding of life that is untrue, that will inform how people see themselves, how people see others, how people set goals, how people get about pursuing their life, how people behave, how people socialize and interact, how people work. That's the problem with ideology. And that's why Allah sent the Quran. Allah says, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah has brought to you advice, profound advice and guidance and healing for what's in the heart. Because this reality, this life, the reality of it, you can never figure it out. You don't have the tools. You don't have the intelligence. You don't have the access to the information. You don't have the means to figure out life. Humans will go from one theory to another, from one ideology to the next. And they will never arrive at the truth. They don't have access to that. The world is bigger than their minds. So Allah, who put them in this life, He sent the guidance. He told them, I created this universe. I created you and placed you in this world. And I am the only one who knows what this world is about. And here is my message. Here is the truth. Here is who you are. Here is what the world is. Here is what you should be doing. Here is what's good. Here is what's evil. Here is the truth. And here is falsehood. And then we are so arrogant. We are too proud of ourselves and our intelligence because we've just achieved a little bit of things here and there. We think we know better. We start to judge Allah. When we are just a speck of dust in the whole universe, we think we know. These are the years of deception. Every tool that Allah has bestowed upon humans, intellect, sensory capacity and faculties, science, education, knowledge, advancement, all of these are originally useful tools that Allah inspired humans. So the credit goes back to Allah. But we have turned them into gods, that we worship them besides Allah. We take philosophy as a means to understand the universe and the purpose of humanity. We take science to tell us what the universe is about and what life is and what we should be doing. So we started worshipping science, worshipping philosophy, worshipping culture, and then worshipping our desires. So we live in deception. And then not only that, you know, many Muslims have the guts to swallow all of this stuff with the good and the evil in it, and then say, you know, that's Islamic. That's Islamic. Then we render the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ into mere formalities, folklore, artifacts, decoration and cosmetics. Our minds and our hearts are contaminated with things that challenge and defy divine truth in the Quran and in the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ. And we're not brave enough to look it in the eye and tell ourselves that we're wrong about that. Why? Because all of these things that we've been swallowing throughout the educational systems, through the cultures, through the outlets of media, we've allowed that to contaminate us, and we are happy with what, with the little, with the peanuts that it offers us. We're happy. Our desires make the system that we live in acceptable, right? Because at the end of the month, I get a paycheck and I get to enjoy my life and eventually probably buy a house and a car and, you know, go on vacation. Why would I disturb this beautiful lifestyle? And then we hand the poison down to our kids. We allow their minds to be contaminated. We allow people who don't know Allah, don't believe in Allah, to educate them, to tell them who they are, what life is about, what they should do with their life, even what success means. Look at Muslims, Muslim influencers on social media. All of them are perpetuating non-Muslim agenda, telling Muslims that success is you being rich. Although there's nothing wrong with being rich. But true success in Islam is that you are a true worshipper of Allah. Now, if you go about life and you happen to be successful, that's something great. Use this for the sake of Allah. Good for you. But to fill the Muslim minds and hearts, especially the younger generation, hey, be like Bill Gates, be like Elon Musk. We always celebrate them. But we never point out that these people don't believe in Allah. That these people, if they did not search for the truth, they did not do their job, they will end up in the hellfire eternally. We tell them half the story. And that's why many of our generations are brought up and they grow defeated from within. Defeated from within because we have marginalized our history. We have swallowed agenda that was shared by academia about the history of the world that is completely written in biased ways. Years of deception that we have swallowed. And that's why when you tell the truth in these years, you're looked down upon. You are rejected. You are denied. You are labeled. Now, not everyone rejected. Not everyone who is strange from society, not everyone who is denied are upon the truth. We need to be careful because many people celebrate just being different. No, being different is not a goal in itself. It's just a byproduct of being truthful at the times of lying and being honest in the years of deception. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى addresses the Muslim أمة in the Quran saying وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. And thus we have made you a model for humanity. A model when you hold on to your religion. So the Muslim Ummah is not just trying to get by. That's not our mission. We need to embrace the treasure that Allah has given us. It's Allah has entrusted us with a great mission. That's to discover the truth that He has given us. And many of us have turned it into artifacts and cosmetics and some niceties. We're supposed to discover that, embrace it and live by it, and then share it with humanity and help solve the problems that humanity brings upon itself by following the path of shaitan. And the path of shaitan is always sugar-coated because the hallmark of shaitan is deception. It's deception. And that's what we live in today. All of that, once it runs its full course, it looks ugly. Today, humanity is so good about public relations and showing off, always talking about eliminating poverty, human rights, minorities' rights. when people are being persecuted, denied their basic rights, people are dying of hunger and thirst, when we are talking about what? Numbers that are false. The United Nations talking about getting millions of people in different parts of the world of what? Poverty. Why are people can't even find clean water to drink? They can't even feed their children. Years of deception. They tell you humanity has reached an apex of human rights. Really? What about all of the hidden prisons? What about all of the political prisoners? What about the persecution that you do and perform in other countries? We live in years of deception. And the problem is, many of us have decided to play along that and be part of that deception. And you know what? The price is heavy and hefty on the Day of Judgment. We need to wake up. We have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to embrace the truth and speak it and recognize that any system around us, no matter how official it is, that's exacerbated now with social media, we need to be careful into what we allow in terms of information. Because if you keep listening to misinformation, your system is full of deception, and you can only produce deception. You can only produce deception when you allow deception in. Be careful. And the Prophet ﷺ was accurate when he said, what is the outcome of years of deception? يَنْطِقُ الرُّوَيْبِضَ. This Ruwaybida, the foolish person who lacks even common sense, who lack any sense of decency. These are what? These are the celebrities. These are the people who speak on public affairs. These are the people whose advice is heard. These are the people who are taken as models. And that's what we live in. That's what we live in. And we love to peek into these people's lives and private affairs, looking into their houses and their palaces and their yachts and their private life. Who's following that? Who's the fuel of that fire that burns humanity? Ourselves and our children. We need to spend our time with the truth. We need only to invest in the truth. And by doing that, you eliminate falsehood. You eliminate falsehood. It's your responsibility, each and every one of us. Deception creeps on you, and it doesn't feel painful, but it eats at your heart. It ruins you, and you will only wake up to the truth the moment the angel of death comes to take the soul. So don't let that deception fool you. Don't let it sedate you. Wake up. Where do you find the truth? That's why Allah sent the Quran, because humans need a reference for the truth. Any information, any false information could be convincing, by the way. Anyone can convince you of anything, by the way. You need a reference to tell truth from falsehood. Where is that? Divine words. The Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Without that, you can make a case for any sort of logic or rationalization. Without Allah, humans are lost. Humans will be engulfed by their enemy and taken to the hellfire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna 'ala al qawmi al kafirin. Allahumma aghfir lana ma asrarna wa ma a'lanna wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minna. Allahumma abrim li hadhihi al ummati amra rushd yu'azzu fihi ahlu ta'atik ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك ويعمل فيه بكتابك وسنة نبيك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم كن للمستضعفين والمبتلين من المؤمنين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عنهم. اللهم فرج عنهم. اللهم فرج عنهم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.